Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody's in the fight of your life right now. Lashay Knox, tell them how to win.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you're feeling overwhelmed and under pressure.
This is how I fight my battles. Woo! When you're in the midst of a storm and you can't see your way out.
When you get that unfavorable diagnosis.
This is how you fight.
Somebody's saying it seems like trouble is all around me. Lashay, tell them it may look like.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
That's how God works.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how you fight. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard.
Come on, come on. Let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Church. You are on the air. Amen. With no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Happy Sunday, happy Sunday, happy Sunday to you. And thank you for allowing me to come into your space this morning, your home, your car, wherever you may be. Praise God. We thank and praise God on this morning. I love that song. This is how I fight my battles. Hallelujah. But one thing she said, glory to God, but I'm surrounded by you, Lord, surrounded by his mercy, surrounded by his peace, surrounded by his love, and surrounded by his grace. Good morning, people of God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God this morning, amen, for what he is doing and how he is, yes, Holy Spirit, and how he is opening up the way for his people. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. I heard that from the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, God. We lift you up, God, today. Lord, we just exalt your holy name, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I pray, God, even now, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, as I sit down, God, that the Holy Ghost will stand up on the inside of me today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. I pray for your anointing to break the yokes, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, to bring deliverance, to bring healing, God, to bring your love. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask that you bless every home here represented, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I pray, God, for fresh new anointing this morning, Lord God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we need a fresh wind. We need a fresh breeze. We need you to stand up for us, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do, Lord God. So now as I move out the way and out the power of God to rest, rule, and abide in me, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost, I ask that you speak like never before, Father God, because I realize that my shatora bashia is not me, God, and it's not about me, God, but it's about what you want, God, today. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that the leading of the Holy Spirit could take control this morning. Thank you, and I praise you, and I glorify you, and I lift you up today. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen on today. Praise the Lord, everybody. I just want to talk to us today as the Lord. We know that throughout life, everybody talks about delay is not a denial. Delay is not a denial. And that's what God was saying, amen, unto me yesterday. Amen. Praise God. So he said, share with my peoples, but delay is not a denial. Who needs to hear that this morning? Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So today, I want to talk to us. Have you ever had to pray and wait? I suppose this is one of the life's most difficult tasks. You see, we live in an instant society. We have instant cameras. Come on, Holy Spirit. Instant potatoes. Come on. Come on, people of God. Instant credit. We come quickly to drive up to windows. Those drive-thrus, come on. Wanting quick food. And demand quick services. Someone has said this is the age of the half-read page. You know how we have a book, praise God, hallelujah, but you don't get the rest of the information. How many people today or any other time I have talked with who tell me they don't have time to slow down? Yet they reach the point where they are slowed down either by a physical or emotional problem. We wonder why we are in such a state of confusion and turmoil. When the answer is that we violate the principle of God's word regarding rest. He said, rest in him. We try to work out our own problems rather than pray and wait. Our life model seems to be pray and work. Or in case some say, pray and whine the whole time. We often a lack of immediate response from God as a sign that God is either not listening or not caring. This people of God, most definitely not the case. I want to address this subject this morning in the message entitled, A Delay is Not a Denial. Turn with me this morning, come on, Holy Spirit, to Daniel 10, where we find a great example of seeming delay, answers to prayer. I believe there are many dynamics in the story which may help us, come on, help us to get a clear understanding of prayer. We will begin reading, amen, in verse number 10. Daniel 10 and 10, it says, but a hand touched me and lifted me, still trembling to my hands and knees. And I heard his voice, O Daniel, great beloved of God, he said, stand up and listen carefully to what I have to say to you. For God has not sent me to you, so I stood up, still trembling with fear. God sent me to you. Then he said, don't be frightened, Daniel, for your requests have been heard in heaven and was answered the very first day. Who I'm talking to today besides myself? You begin to fast and before the Lord and pray for understanding that very day I sent here to you. He sent an answer. See, God already knew, amen, yes, Holy Spirit. But for 21 days, the mighty evil spirit who overrules the kingdom of Persia, he said, block my way. Then Michael, one of the top officers of the heavenly army, came to help me so that I was able to break through these spirits, rulers of Persia. Then the one who seemed to be a man touched me again, and I felt my strength returning. He says, God loves you very much, he said. Don't be afraid. Calm yourself. Be strong. Yes, strong. Suddenly, as he spoke these words, I felt stronger. Daniel, whose name means God is my judge, was a statesman in the courts of the heathen king, taken captive as a youth to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar. The rest of his long life there as a governmental official, come on, even in the way that God took him, he still was a governmental official and as a prophet of the true God. Daniel is called a prophet by our Lord in Matthew 24 and 15, and his prophecies are immense importance. The book of Revelation is often referred to when dealing with the end times event. It is impossible, however, to have a true understanding of what is to come without putting the book of Daniel alongside the book of Revelation. For the prophecy is given to Daniel are yet to be fulfilled. We find in our text that Daniel had been given a series of visions regarding the end of the world as we know it. And as often the case, the visions were not easily or readily understood. Therefore, Daniel began to fast and pray to the Lord regarding the significance of these visions. Eventually, God sent an angel to Daniel who said, I am here to tell you what is written in the book of the future. But there was a waiting period between Daniel's prayers and the answers. The passage tells us it was 21 long days. We find this in verse number 12 states, then he said, Don't be frightened, Daniel, for your request has been heard from heaven. I suppose one of the most wonderful things about our relationship with God is that he truly cares for his people. We find a beautiful image this cares in the Psalms 40:1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Then we go on to Psalms 18:6, says, my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God for help. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry for help before him came into his ears. One of our adversaries' most foundable weapon is deceit. After all, is referred to as the father of lies. We hear that in John 8:44. I'm taking my time this morning. He seeks to implunge in the loving character of God. One tactic he employs is by telling the Christians that God is not really interested in the going on of your life. Well, I pray. God is not really listening. Glory to God. And if he is, he doesn't really care. This is what the enemy speaks to God's people. These are the arrows that's been flying in the realm of the spirit to God's people. Hey, my God, I give you glory. If you have felt this way, my brothers and my sisters, be assured that lies have come hissing out of the depths of hell. God's ears is inclined toward us. Not only does the lamb hear and recognize the voice of the shepherd hears and recognizes the voice of the lamb. I once heard a story, and when I thought about this story on yesterday, and I said, Lord, where is this story? Because I heard it before. Hey, Bashatoria Bashia. A story of a man named Bobby who would always begin his prayer by saying, Jesus, this is Bobby. They would proceed with his prayer. Bobby was committed to spending time with the Lord every day. And every day it was the same. Jesus, this is Bobby. Then came the day when Bobby was taken gravely ill. He was rushed to the hospital in his room as Bobby laid in this semi-conscious state, unable to pray. That's why we pray in advance. Come on, Holy Ghost. Keep your prayer life pumped up. Keep the altar burning. Come on, Holy Ghost. Keep fire on that altar. He looked up to see a man standing at the foot of the bed. The one standing there said, Bobby, this is Jesus. Hey, my God, I give you glory. People of God, I want you to know that God hears the prayers of his people. And it still remains that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. That's Bible. Not only does our text show God inclines his ears, it also shows us God outstretched hand. Listen to verse number 12 again. Don't be frightened, for your request has been heard in heaven and was answered the very first day you begin to fast before the Lord and pray for understanding. That very day, I was sent here to meet you. Let me tell you this morning that God not only hears us, he helps us. Who I'm talking to this morning, he's helping us, y'all, people of God. That is important for us to understand. It is one thing to hear. It is another thing to help. I want to return to the two passages I read a moment ago. They are found in Psalms 40 and Psalms 18. Here in Psalms 40, verses 1 through 3, he says, I waited patiently. That's that patient thing again, y'all, for the Lord. And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he has put a new song in my mouth. Come on, Holy Ghost. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. I love it. Praise God, because he said, I'll give you a new song. I'll put a new song in your mouth. Hey, Katoria Bashia. And the ones around you, praise God, when they see God move in your life, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. It will bring fear to them. That's how much God's going to bless you. The Bible says in Psalms 18 and 6, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of the temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. He bowed the heavens also and came down. You tell me God won't come down to help you. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of the waters. He delivered me from the strong enemy and from them which hated me. For they were too strong for me, he said. Not only does God hear, he acts on our behalf. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. I was talking to my husband this morning. Praise God. I said, people better be careful what they do to God's people, because God is getting ready to start slaying some people out. Hey, my shekoyabashada, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. Ah, come on, Holy Ghost. Got to be careful, because God says, I hear you. I hear what's going on. I hear the voices. When we pray, we can anticipate him inclining his ears towards us and stretching out his arms to help deliver. Come on, help deliver me, deliver you. Let me tell you something. Your prayers might be delayed, but is never denied. We find that Daniel's answers were delayed by the activity of demonic forces sent to disrupt the plan of God. Oh, y'all, come on, y'all talk to me this morning, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, because sometimes, amen, the enemy comes, amen, to just try to stop the plans of God, but you've got to understand what you're dealing with when it's trying to stop the plans of God. You are dealing with demonic forces. You are dealing with some things, amen, praise God, that you've never seen, these unseen forces. Here, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Here. The Bible says in our text, for 21 days, the evil spirit who overrules the kingdom of Persia blocked my way. I want you to get a picture of Daniel. Prayed, God heard, angels were dispatched immediately. However, there was a delay. But notice, this delay was only temporary. Plan will always be accomplished. Here, verse 13 continues, then Michael, one of the top officers of the heavenly army, came to help me so that I was able to break through these spirit rulers of Persia. Listen to me. The adversary may delay the plan of God, but he will never defeat the plan of God. I personally believe that this angel speaking to Daniel was Gabriel. You see, the Bible says in Daniel 9, verses 20 and 21, we read, while I was praying, Gabriel flew swiftly to me at the time of the evening sacrifice. And though the forces of evil one was able to hinder Gabriel, notice, hinder, not destroy. Come on. Hinder, but not destroy. All he had to do was call for a little help from Michael, the archangel. There was another war in the heavenlies. And once again, the enemies, come on, of God were defeated. If the adversary and his hosts have delayed the answer to your prayer, just hang on. Because if maybe God will send another angel to fight, your answer may be delayed, but is never denied. There's a better day coming. Victory is on the horizon. It seems I can almost hear the sound of the angels as they ascend from the throne room of God. Come on, Holy Ghost. God is victorious. The adversary is defeated. God has inclined his ears and outstretched his arms. Wait on the Lord. If there's anything of which I am sure, it is that God has an ultimate plan for our lives, even when the answer seems to be delayed. It is for a purpose. Come on, Holy Ghost. Understand that not even the devil of hell can frustrate the will and the plan of God. Oh, my God, I give you God. I done felt like getting up there. I felt like just standing up and praising God, lifting my hands to heaven this morning. Why then does he permit the delay? Why not simply render the opposing forces powerless? Why not set up a hotline from heaven to earth, whereby we can achieve instantaneous results? Now, make no mistake about it, everybody, people of God, there are those times when prayers must be answered now, a now word. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Some of those circumstances in our own lives. But why aren't all prayers answered instantaneously? Though it may be hard to believe, there are positive effects to waiting. It causes us to be mature in our faith. It brings patience. It will help develop confidence in God. Thank God he does not offer instantaneous answer to all our prayers, because we wouldn't pray that long. We wouldn't fast like we fast. If he did, we would be a mess. Come on, Holy Ghost. I wonder if we have ever prayed a prayer you really didn't mean. I know I have. Because some of the things I think I wanted, praise God, I better be glad that God didn't give them to me. And as time goes by, I thank God for not answering that prayer. What does Scripture have to say regarding waiting on the Lord? The people of God, I hear the Spirit of the Lord. Let me shift for a minute. God has... I give you glory. God has a blessing just for you. What's your name on it? It's already designed. It's already predestined. It's already boxed up. It's already wrapped. And he's going to present that thing to you. I hear the Spirit of God. Delay but not denied. Come on, Holy Ghost. What the Scripture has to say regarding wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. and be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Then he goes on to say in Psalms 37:7, rest in the Lord. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. And wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Hear me in the Holy Ghost this morning. The Bible says, Proverbs 20:22 says, not thou, I will repay recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. Then he went on to say down the street, Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Let's go down the street a little bit more. Let's go to Lamentations 3:25. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. Come on, let's go down the street a little bit further. Habakkuk says in 2 and 3, for the vision, come on, the Holy Ghost, is yet for the appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, I'm talking to somebody out there, wait for it, because it will surely, come on, surely come. It will not tarry. Someone asked the question, if God knows what I have need of before I ask, why must I ask? Come on, Holy Ghost. Hey, my God, I give you glory. The response was, because God knows what we need. The most is time spent with him. Come on, Holy Ghost. In prayer. He already know that. He knows what you need. He knows what's going to take you to get to the next step. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. He knows, praise God, what you're dealing with today, praise God. God's ultimate plan is for our life is that we wait patiently and confidentially and confident upon him. We must be as Paul when he wrote in Romans 4:21, and being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he is also able also to perform it. My question is that we will not call into question the integrity of God. He has promised it. He will bring it to pass. It may be delayed, oh, come on, but is never denied. Come on, Holy Ghost. We thank God today, praise God, because God says, I am able to do that what I say I'm going to do. We take a look at Daniel's life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Daniel stayed in prayer posture. God made the crooked way straight in his life. He was on the front line for God. He was beloved of God. And we think that we're going to get everything instant. It doesn't work that way. But God will come through for you. I'm talking to somebody. God will come through for you. You're going to see the hands of God. Hey, that about Shia. God loves you. God takes care of you. We don't want to question the integrity of God. God, how? Wait a minute, hold up, God. You said 5 years ago that you were going to do this, but God says, have you waited on me and haven't waited patiently? Have you praised me in the midst of all that's going on? Glory to God, glory to God. Ah, my Shanda, have you trusted me? Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, because I'm God and I'm God all by myself. I don't need to answer to nobody, praise God, but I will bless my children.
to the point where people will fear what God is doing in your life. Wait a minute, hold up. Is that the same person, praise God, that was on the street 10 years ago? And look what God did now. He put him in a big old mansion, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Well, that's the one that was begging for money, praise God. But now they're in the double shanda, blessing somebody else, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Is that the one, praise God, that the, yes, Holy Ghost, I don't know what I'm talking, but glory to God. Is that the one, praise God, that the son and the daughter was out there on drugs and prostituting, praise God, but God turned their lives around? It's through our prayer time, praise God, that we're going to get blessed, praise God. It's our time of waiting, praise God. We got to run this race with patience, understanding the points of God, understanding the rest of God, understanding that God is God all by himself, and he don't miss it. He don't miss y'all, praise God. He's going to hit the target that what he said over your life, but you got to trust him. Trust him today. God is able to work out everything in your life. My God, I give you the glory. Come on, let's bless the name of the Lord, because he's God all by himself, and he's going to do that what he said that he's going to do. He's going to work it out for you. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to a song, but I'll be right back, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, delayed but not denied, God is able to do that what he said he's going to do. Don't give up on God, because he ain't going to give up on you. Hold your eyes. Let's go into the heavens.
All you could ask for me, according to the power that works through me. Yeah, listen, church. God is able to do just what he said he would do. And he's gonna fulfill every promise to you. This is your word. Don't give up on God, for he won't give up on you. Listen, he's able. I feel God in the room. He's able. I need a crazy worshiper to lift your voice. Lift your hands.
God is able to do.
That's what he said.
He will.
Oh.
He's gonna fulfill every promise.
feel like giving up. You feel like nobody understands. But the devil is alive. God is right there. And he's been there all the time. Lift your hands. I break the spirit of depression off of you. In Jesus' name. On you, let me tell you why. He's able.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. This is our announcements. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m., you will be on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil. On Monday night at 6 p.m., your fix at 6 with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. On Tuesday night, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries, at 6 p.m. On Wednesday night, weekly word workout with Lady T, Undisputed Truth Ministry, at 6 p.m. Also, don't forget about Friday night. Friday is Fresh Fire Friday, the blowing of the shofar. You get praise and you get worship songs. And Pastor Matthew McNeil also brings a refreshing word, Fresh Friday Fruit. You don't want to miss none of these days. We thank God for you, you and you. And if you like to be a blessing to the ministry, you may do so or sponsor. You can reach us. Our ministry phone number is 302-883-9799. Also, if you'd like to contact us, you can also reach us at mci2621@yahoo.com. For all prayer requests, you can dial 302-883-9799, text or call, or use our email address. We thank God for you, you and you. May you have a blessed and wonderful day. God bless you all. Jesus loves you, and so do we. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise, everybody. Glory to God, because he is working it out for us, y'all. Come on. Come on with me this morning. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 God's ultimate plan for our lives is that we wait patiently and confidentially or confident upon him. Amen. Praise God, because sometimes, praise God, while we wait on him, we can't go tell everybody either. Praise God. Glory to God. We don't want to cause our own warfare. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We must be as Paul. Paul says when he wrote in Romans 4:21, and being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he's also able to perform it. My question, come on. We don't question nothing that God is doing. Amen. So what is it I have in Albert to tell us this morning? Allow me to summarize everything. Let's bring everything together. Amen. God hears our prayers. The Bible says in Psalms 34 and 15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. God acts upon our prayers. Come on, Holy Ghost.
Psalm 34:17, the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes our prayers are hindered by the adversary. The Bible says in Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Let me just share something. Amen. Hi, my God, I give you glory. We do wrestle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Your friend, your family, that's not your enemy. Come on, Holy Ghost. It's the spirit behind the person. Amen. Hi. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Here we find the spiritual warfare. Daniel persisted in prayer and fasting. Even when God's answer was delayed, come on, he still did it. See, a lot of times we stop praying, we stop believing, we stop trusting. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God sent a messenger to reassure Daniel that his prayers has been heard. Come on. But the delay was not caused by human enemies. It is a battle God continually fights against the evil rulers, unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Come on. The Bible says this, and God will always win. I want you to know today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. One time I remember when I was a babe in Christ, praise God, and I said, they ain't nothing but the devil, praise God, but not knowing, praise God, the person wasn't the devil. It was the spirit inside the person. So we don't fight against flesh and blood. We are fighting against those things, those forces of evil, but we can't fight them alone. And that's why God says, that he is the one. He is the one that's going to win in your life. He is the one that's going to move the enemy out the way. He is the one that's going to answer the prayer. He is the one that's going to heal your daughter. He is the one that's going to heal your son. He is the one that's going to heal your marriage. He is the one that's going to bless your finance. He is the one that's going to put you where you need to be. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you the glory. He will fight every battle for us. The battle don't belong to you. It belongs to God. All you got to do, pray and believe and trust. God has promised ultimate victory. The Bible says in Matthew 16:18, upon this rock, I will build my church. Oh my God, I love this scripture. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Waiting is often in our best interest sometimes. The Bible says in Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. See a time, praise God. Have you ever gotten to the point, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you're so tired, that you're so beat down, that you just throw your hands up to heaven, praise God. Have you ever been there in your life, praise God? You got to turn it over to God and say, God, this thing is too heavy for me. I can't bear the weight, praise God. But he's going to get you to where you need to be, praise God. Ah, yeah, God, don't delayed but not denied. The Lord hears you, praise God. He hears the cry of his people, but you got to wait on the Lord. He said, mount up with wings as eagles. Eagles fly high. They look low, praise God. Get out the place of the pigeon. The pigeon is down on the ground, praise God. The eagle soars high, and it flies alone. And it, oh, come on, Holy Ghost. You know, one time we were sitting outside, praise God, me and my husband, and we was watching a little teeny bird. Oh, God is bringing it to me. We was watching the big old bird, and his wings was way out there, praise God. And he was just soaring. He wasn't flapping nothing, praise God. But there was a little teeny, teeny bird. I guess it was a baby. And it was just flapping his wings, trying to keep up with the daddy or mama, whatever it was. Praise God. But the bird that was soaring, he wouldn't leave the baby behind. Praise God. And that's just like God. Oh, my shade. God got you. Praise God. You got to soar with the eagles. You got to get at that place. Amen. Praise God. That you leave the pigeons alone, the chickens alone. Praise God. And fly high like God wants you to fly. Praise God. Believing and trusting God. How do I fly high? How do I fly high, preacher? That means that I got to get in the place of God. That means I got to get in God's faith. That means that, praise God, I got to trust God more. Praise God. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He is going to do it. So I want you to fly high today. Get out the chicken coop. Praise God. Glory to God. Sometimes we hang around the chickens. Praise God. And that's why we don't know where God is at. Praise God. But God is in the realm of the spirit. We got to soar high. You got to come up higher in the Lord. Praise God. One thing of which we can be sure of, the answer may be delayed. Who I'm talking to? Come on and praise God right there. But it's not denied. It's never denied. Hold on. Hold on, my brothers and my sisters. Be strong, my brothers and sisters. Trouble don't last always. Be strong. Keep the faith. Because weeping may endure for a night. Oh, come on, somebody. But I am so glad that joy cometh in the morning. Don't give up on God because he will not give up on you. How do I know that? Because he sent me to tell you that. Only the begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him, they shall have everlasting life. People of God, we thank God for today. Praise God. But I want to come today to praise God. I was so excited to deliver this word this morning. Praise God. Because when God began to speak like this, praise God, I know something major is getting ready to happen for the people of God. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. Stay in alignment. And I'll keep on telling you, stick and stay, kneel and pray. Keep on believing. Keep on trusting. Keep on pressing in. Praise God. And everything that weighs you down, throw it overboard today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Don't hold on to no anger this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let it go. Let God be God in your life. This morning, praise God, I opened a book up, and it was talking about forgiveness of others. Praise God, a prayer for forgiveness of others. Heavenly Father, I forgive anyone who has ever wronged me or hurt me or curse me or lied on me. Come on, somebody, or pray witchcraft prayers over me, and I bless them in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive me for any unforgiveness, any bitterness, any anger, any strife, any animosity. Come on, somebody, any resentment that I have in my heart towards anyone at this time. Because why I say that, praise God, when I opened that book, I know God was speaking, praise God, because what God wants, he wants us to have a clean heart. Come on, Holy Ghost. He wants us, praise God. And that's why sometimes, praise God, I just believe that sometimes, praise God, he allows certain things to happen in our lives to wash us, to clean us. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, that we will look like him, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, are you shining like the Lord Jesus Christ today? A city that's a city that's set on a hill, come on, somebody, cannot be hid, nor a man light a candle and put it in a bushel, but on the candlestick that, oh, come on, somebody, that the world can see it. I thank you for that word, God, this morning. Come on, Holy Ghost, we don't hide our light. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the world. Come on, somebody. So let's give give God some praise this morning. Let us, he's letting us know, delayed but not denied. Whatever you're waiting on God to do, it's going to come to pass. He will not lose his integrity to nobody. He stands on his word. And what he promised you, he's going to bring it to pass. You have a purpose on this earth. And if you didn't have a purpose on the earth, then you would still not be here. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. That means that God is not finished with you yet. Praise God. That means God still has some things for you to do. That means God still want to bless you. Come on, Holy Ghost. So we thank God this morning. Amen. For what he has said on this line today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. This is the first Sunday of this month. And anybody in Mount Carmel, praise God, bring your first fruit to God. Amen. No matter what it is, bring it to God today. Believe in God. Set your altar up, praise God. That is your altar of sacrifice. So we thank God today for what he's doing. Amen. I thank God for you, you, and you. I thank you for coming on this morning, praise God. But let me pray, amen, because God is going to do his thing in your life. And I can't wait to hear what he's going to do. Because me personally, I like to celebrate with people, praise God. Because I know that when you start celebrating, I'm next in line for my miracle. Are you next in line for your miracle? Can you celebrate with somebody else that's already came through? Praise God. Don't hold no jealousy, no envy, and no strife. Praise God. When God bless somebody, you praise God with them. And watch what God do for you. Praise God. So we thank God. I don't know why God is telling me to tell you that today. Praise God. But when somebody else get blessed, you give God the praise. Amen. Praise God. Because God is not far from you. So we thank God today. Praise God for what he's doing. We thank him for the word today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And I thank God for you, you, and you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come and we bless your holy name, God, today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you move by your mighty power on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you continue to have your way over our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you bless every household that's represented here today, God. Oh, God, we command our week ahead, Father God, to be blessed, to be supernatural speed upon our blessings, divine intervention, and divine guidance, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory. Now, Father God, as we step aside and allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, Father God, on this week, Father God, we pray the manifold blessings, God, over your people today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for the movement of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit. I thank you that we are well versed, and we are before your throne waiting for you to answer. We bless you, Father, and we give you glory. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Got a song, and have a wonderful Sunday in Jesus' name. Guess what, y'all? Jesus loves you, and so do I. Have a blessed day.
you're going.